There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday. Molly Page is here. Let me introduce you to her first. You don't need an introduction to Richie or to Kenny. Molly is not here in place of Jennifer. In addition to Jennifer, we have several exciting, vibrant new voices coming onto the program.
Isn't Jen on a bikini assignment?
She is on something that's similar to that. She's in Hawaii, where everybody wears a bikini 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including the men. So she's there observing.
She's on a Mai Tai.
She is, right. She's there. So we are here to work in the trenches to bring you up to date on any number of things. Here's another one of these. This is the way we begin our week, and we go through our week, and it's just so sickening. Another problem with another person who was either going to be arrested or was arrested. In this case, the fellow's name was Freddie Gray. He was arrested last week, taken into custody in Baltimore. He died in jail, and nobody can quite explain how he died. The 27-year-old, healthy, police tackled him last week. No evidence that he had committed a crime, according to his lawyer. The mayor of Baltimore is doing a lot of asking about how police acted. So more, how do we answer these questions? So let's take as much time as possible to formulate what our answers are. That's what I get. That's the hieroglyphic, for me anyway, in all of this. Why wouldn't you have the facts at hand? Why do you have to go study it for 24 hours unless you're trying to cover something up? So it's fishy. Whether I'm sounding like I'm automatically condemning the police, I'm not automatically condemning anybody, but here's a guy who, now there's been a week to work this through the system, so apparently, I don't know anything other than what I have read and observed. This guy hadn't done anything, according to the police. They had no evidence he'd committed a crime, but somehow or other he was taken into custody and tackled by the police. And then he dies in police custody. I would say the city of Baltimore, if nothing else, whether he was guilty of something or not, has a big lawsuit on its hands. Because this kind of stuff just isn't acceptable, and people won't accept this sort of thing. And they ought not to accept this sort of thing. So is there something between the lines, Molly? You're close to a Washington, Baltimore. Not that we have to be close physically or anything anymore. All I got to do is look it up. But I don't see here, I'm looking at it in a cursory way, and maybe what some would consider a superficial way. There have been times in the past 4, 5, 6 months when we've had these things. They're almost daily and weekly occurrences that we had a conclusion that was incorrect at first. When you look at more evidence, look at more video, listen to more of the stories, testimony, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the stories change. That's happened in about half of the circumstances that I recall, and the other half maybe haven't changed any. But this looks like, as Lucy would say, they got some splaining to do.
Well, according to the timeline, which was provided by the Baltimore Police Department, at 8:54, Gray was put in additional restraints inside a van. At 9:24, he was rushed to the hospital. His attorney says his spine was 80% severed at his neck, where three bones were broken. He later lapsed into a coma, died Sunday morning at 7 a.m., and there's no explanation.
Okay, so what conclusions should we draw from this, if any, at this point? I go around the room.
None.
Don't draw any conclusions. Kenny, conclusions? Yes, no, any?
It's hard not to leap to something, but there's so much we don't know.
That's exactly right, and that's what we always do. Mm-hmm. When I say we, the media watching Americans who see 3 minutes or 3 seconds of video, and then all of a sudden, boom, guilty or not guilty or whatever it was. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of convictions based on.
I'm tired of these sorts of things happening.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I'm just tired of having to talk about it because it doesn't show a progressive, positive image for our country, and there's too much of it. There's just too much of it. Now, to add on to that, here's this frenzy of media attention today. Look at what the police did again. So then you have this on top of the nonsense of the coverage of the Boston Marathon, which will begin or has begun already. They've been on that, they being the news media, since last week when it was the 2-year anniversary of, according to the date, 2-year anniversary of the running of the marathon when the bomb went off, and all of that associated mayhem. And so we have the focus on Boston, and look at the finish line. There are police everywhere. There are firemen everywhere. They're cordoning off this area, cordoning off that area. It's become a police state. There's no more fun running the Boston Marathon. Not because the bombers made it tough. That's one way of looking at it. But the news media has taken this thing and made a mess of it. One more example. Oklahoma City, 20 years ago today. How many people remember Timothy McVeigh and the blowing up of the Murrah Federal Building? Bill Clinton was president. 20 years ago today, there are 168 empty chairs today set out in front of the federal building to honor the victims of that blast. So, the news media, once again, not that it isn't appropriate to acknowledge this, but to have this damnable news media frenzy, feeding frenzy. So you've got the Oklahoma City bombing that's everywhere. And, okay, so it's all right to acknowledge it, maybe, but then what do you do with it? And then there's the bombing in Boston, and then there's the death of this guy in Baltimore. So that's it. I pretty much summarized what CNN will do all day long.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. Fox, same thing. MSNBC, all of these, they just go, have this expert and that expert and this, go away.
And some kind of Play-Doh animation thing to reenact.
Yeah.
And puppets.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, I mean, sock people.
Puppets.
Right, puppets. The thing that I think a lot of people don't realize, or maybe they do, is that this is a business now. The 24 news cycle is a business, and their business is to get you to watch for as long as they possibly can and scare you to watching.
Don't kid yourself into thinking it's the news, because it's not. So what, Richie? What did you
try to say? I always go back to the shark attacks because, to me, that kind of epitomizes how the
Sharknado!
Media, right, how the media sees an oh my goodness story, and then they say, where else can we find sharks attacking somebody? But you know, let's look at the police thing. Are we being done a favor by highlighting this? Because maybe it's always been happening.
The police, yes.
You know, so but then again, they like to sensationalize.
Yes. And then you don't get the facts. Where are the facts?
You don't get the facts.
You don't get the facts.
You don't get the facts in a timely manner because due process has to take place, and we all jump to conclusions.
David's in San Francisco. Go ahead, David. You're on Good Day. Hi.
Hey, morning, Doug. You know, I was, as you were just talking about that, I'd raise a potentially really good guest, and that's a guy named Frederick Whitehurst. He created the Innocence Project. And in my eyes, we've got to start going after these police chiefs that are allowing this to happen. There's actually now a contest between...
Whoops, shoot. I hit the wrong...
Did you hang up on him?
I didn't purposely. I went to a place on my computer. All right. David, try us back again, will you? I'm sorry. That was me. I think he made his point. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of... this is my point, and I make it over and over and over again. Not only... And so when I say get police officers who are educated, trained, paid better, and not so many of them, it starts at the top, not at the bottom. It starts with the bad police chiefs, who more often than not get politically appointed, not because they they qualify, but because they've got a friend either in the mayor's office, or they have a friend at the Board of Selectmen, or they have some, I mean, that's what's happened in Framingham, in my town. The last two police chiefs have been okay. Well, the last one really wasn't okay. He was bad. He was a thug. And then the guy who's there now, nice guy, but he's pliable and easily he's easily manipulated by the town manager. And that's not what you want either. You want somebody who's good at what he or she does. And there are very few police chiefs, especially in the mid-level and smaller towns, that really are, they ought to be better than the rank and file. Shouldn't a police chief be a better policeman than the people who are working under him? Isn't that really what the boss, I'm better than the rest of you. Isn't that how it works? Isn't that what it's supposed to be here?
You would think, but you know the media doesn't always.
Richie missed it, but he just didn't say anything.
No,
I
thought about when I was in sales, and the sales manager wasn't always the best salesman. The best salesman is out on the floor making you money.
Yeah,
and I was just trying to see whether that might be applicable in the case of the best cop should be out on the street, maybe not behind a desk.
All right, David, go ahead. Yeah, I sort of interpolated and I hit the wrong button. Go ahead, finish what you were saying.
It's good to know I'm loved. Hey, you know, I out here in San Francisco, we've actually got a contest between us and Chicago to see who can get the police chief fired first. Because, you know, out in Chicago, they've got that secret prison, Honan Square. It's gone on for a decade or something like that, and the police chief isn't fired yet. Out here in San Francisco, we have a police chief that induced false evidence and then induced a SWAT team across state lines. So we've got a real problem with leadership in the biggest cities. This new scandal about the FBI laboratories, there could be tens of thousands of prisoners released because fake evidence from the FBI. We have to get the top people out of there. Bernie Kerik, Bush tried to put the head of the brand new Homeland Security was going to be an organized crime figure. Then they put in Skeletor, who turns out to be a cover-up.
All right, David, this is getting more complicated than we needed. We got your point of view. I got to move on, but thank you. There is trouble with leadership everywhere you look, in politics, in government. It makes very little difference where you go. There are very few people, if we're specifically talking about the police, that know what they're doing or have credibility. Bill Bratton, who is now commissioner again in New York City, even though the mayor of New York is a boob, Bratton is a great police commissioner. He's served in Boston, New York once, then he went to L.A. and he's back to New York. Those are the kind of people you need. Or, for lack of anything else, we can't get any better. Let's get Tom Selleck. It's a 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico. Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This song by an artist that has only had one hit in the top pop single list. Who is this lady?
You say I only hear what I want to.
This song is called Stay. I wanted it to sort of get a place into your brain. Who is this lady? This was the number one song during this week in 1994. I Missed You. This is a lady born in Maryland, a singer and a songwriter and an actress who made it to the top of the pop charts with only one invasion of her abilities. And so if you know who it is, 888-302-3684, you win a CD full of one-hit wonders. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder female artist that was raised in Dallas with her three siblings, all of whom became involved in music in one way or another. At an early age, she studied piano, but later switched to guitar. Actually had her own radio program at a school radio station. You see what great things happen when that happens. Molly, I'm an example of that. She attended Brown University, received a degree in comparative literature. While attending Brown, she formed a band with some friends, enrolled in Berklee School of Music in Boston, developed a loyal following while singing in folk clubs in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. Oh, you know what?
What?
She was a senior at Brown when my daughter was a freshman there. Now I even know more what I remember about her or what I knew about her. She sang in a lot of folk clubs, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Dallas. Good friend played her recording of Stay for Ben Stiller, and then he used it over the end titles in the movie Reality Bites.
Yeah.
Why don't we play it again?
There's a big song in that movie.
Yeah, all right. So, anyway, number one holds the distinction of being the first record to hit the Billboard charts by an artist who was not signed by a record label. She and Dweezil Zappa dated for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They started a reality show on the Food Channel. You can see what?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Why? Were you looking at a picture of her?
Because she has that smart kind of librarian sexy look.
Yeah. Huh. She's very cute.
Yeah. Right. Dweezil's so quirky.
And we had her on the show 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She was very, very cute.
Got any audio from that?
Yeah. You asked her how she wanted to be remembered this evening.
I think people ought to think of you. Or maybe better the question, Lisa, how do you want people to think of you now versus what they thought of you before in sort of your first go-round?
That is a huge question, and good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's funny, in my new record, No Fairy Tale, I wrote a song called The 90s, and I wrote it with my friend Chad Gilbert, who I made the record with. He's a guy from a band called Newfound Glory, and he's about 10 years younger than I am, and so he wanted to write a song about the 90s, and he wanted to, and to me that was strange, because...
So we'll post this. I think it's in the
highlights
section.
All right.
You can go listen to it.
So, Robert, who are we talking to, and who sang that song?
That is Lisa Loeb.
It is Lisa Loeb, L-O-E-B, Lisa Loeb. What do you remember about her in 5 seconds?
I remember I was in high school at the time, and I remember thinking she was really pretty.
There you go. Thank you. She's the winner, and you're the winner. Stand by. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So your cat rubs his face on you. A cat rubbing her face on you is a sign of affection. Cats have glands on their cheeks and the corners of their mouths. When they rub against you or leg or any part of your body, they leave some of their scent on you. According to feline etiquette, that is a compliment. So don't complain about it. That's why so often when people come over, your cat will rub against them. These are facial pheromones and can also be very calming to the cat. In fact, when introducing two new cats, scent swapping or rubbing the scent of each cat on the other is often suggested. It can make all the difference in the world. A lot of people complain about cats rubbing up against them, but in reality, it's kind of like a handshake. It's kind of like a hug. By coming up and rubbing their face on you and putting those facial pheromones on their body, they're accepting you as a friend. They're accepting you as part of the family, or at least as a good visitor. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Steffer. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside Original from Cedarside.com is a must. You've got to have this to eliminate fleas and ticks. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's Original Organic Bug Spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug at the checkout to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hour now, this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. We are here to speak freely about our opinions on things that are going on in our lives, in the world, etc., 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 etc. Here to help bolster my ability to do this is one Molly Page, one Ken Kessler, one Rich McFadden. And you, of course, at 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken, soon to be Molly. I can see that joke now. Soon to be Molly at DougSteffen.com and Rich at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, the weekend is always full, a flitter, if you will, of people conversing about the top 10 radio topics and other things that are getting attention with folks liking to express themselves. What's the hot hit there?
The presidential sweepstakes, the different candidates.
Yeah. Anything new and exciting? Sort of same old 99 boys and girls.
Well, Maya says, I'm not ready to decide. It's too early.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have many strange things in our country. The death wish when it comes to those who get into politics, because the cycle goes on and on and on. 5 seconds after we elect somebody, it's okay, who's going to be next? There's that, and that's a very bad spiritual philosophy for those of you who don't know, not living in the now and always anticipating what's next keeps you from enjoying what is present and in front of you at the moment. You can't possibly enjoy. And I used to do this all the time. I'd buy a new car, and I'd drive it out of the showroom, and I'd start thinking about the next new car I was going to buy. And there are other examples of that I could come up with, but that's the best one. And I bet there are a lot of you who do the same thing. Get a new job. Okay. I got my new job. I'm going to start today, and tomorrow I'll start thinking about the next job I'm going to have. And it just isn't, it's not practical. It isn't where the mind really is or needs to be.
Why do we do that?
That's a very good question. It wasn't always thus. And I think that we can sort of corral, in a sense, we can corral our thinking based on how influenced we are to the news media hammering away at things. And then we want relief from some of the stuff that we keep hearing. So, okay, what's next? And the next thing is worse than the last thing. So we become very cynical. A lot of Americans are very cynical about things. But again, I want you to just think about where you are right this minute in your life. All right? I'm thankful, and this is how I now start my days. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful that we have Molly Page on this radio program now. Oh. I'm thankful that we have all of you out there. I'm thankful that we made it to another week so that we can bring you this radio program. I'm thankful for all the great memories of my dog, Charlotte. By the way, the American Bulldog. What was that this weekend? The Bulldog Classic? Or
yeah, 36th annual.
All ugly.
Beautiful Bulldog contest.
Yeah, they're beautiful Bulldogs. There's no beautiful Bulldog except for Charlotte.
They cannot hold a candle.
Can't do it.
This
right.
was in Des Moines.
Yeah. What? That's where all the Democrats.
Coincidence, I'm sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's something to think about. But the point is, I don't want to belabor it, but the essence of how we, and there's my word that I don't want to use much, that's your job. You can be the police chief of essence, because it became my favorite word about 6 months ago, and I use it too much. I would like to use, instead of essence, progress. How's that for a good word? Let's progress on to the next thing. Or the what I'm trying to get at is we have this wonderful opportunity to enjoy what's going on right now in your life, my life. My son last night called me and said that he'd spent 3 or 4 hours with his nephew Miles, who was or is it today? Tomorrow he's 4 months old. And so I think about the last 4 months in my life and all of the things that have gone on, good and not so good, but there is not a thing I can do about those things that have happened the last 4 months. It's over. The best thing about it is that there's an opportunity today to start fresh and enjoy what you have today. And my son describing how my grandson is, and Megan, my daughter, and her husband went away yesterday afternoon. And really is the first time they left Brendan with Miles for that long a period of time. And Brendan said he took him out for a walk and they had fun and he's just laughing and cooing and just the stuff that little babies do. But Brendan was so happy when he called me last night about the experience he'd had with Miles during the day yesterday. And that stayed with me as I went to bed last night thinking about a lot of things and waking up this morning. But there's something, it's progress. Here's a new child in the world. And this child is full of excitement and fun and is just being exposed to all of these things. And so why wouldn't we want to all of us find something like that in our lives and stick with it? Think about what is progressing, what has happened in your life to get you to today? What sort of progress? Molly Page is here with us starting today. What's happened in her life to get her to this point?
What hasn't happened?
Well, it's
everything.
Whatever. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. It's
yeah, I do.
You have to change. And you have to forget about what is in the past. You can't change with a mind on the past. You can only bring yourself into the present. You can't change. Well, you may be able to change the future by what you're doing today. But let's not get so wrapped up in the future that we don't enjoy the things that are going on around us right now.
Isn't that the great thing about childhood? You're so young, there isn't a past.
No.
You know, and you don't even know about the future yet. You're living in the moment.
Well, none of us do. Really. We can think we know.
Well, we can project.
We can project.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think is going on in the life of Doug Hughes today? How many people know who Doug Hughes is? Raise your hands, please.
Not a clue.
Yes, you do.
I do.
You know, absolutely. Every single person here knows who Doug Hughes is.
Okay.
You don't know him by name. Doug Hughes was the gyrocopter pilot who landed on the White House, the Capitol lawn last week. Says he hoped to raise awareness about the influence of big money in politics by violating national airspace and trying to deliver his message to Congress. Had a letter for all the members of Congress. Look at this. Did he raise awareness? Yes. Should we thank him? Yes. Well, did he endanger anybody? No. He did something that was good, and it wasn't, in the eyes of the authorities, good, because, he showed up with nobody.
And kind of stupid.
Well, it wasn't smart, because he could have got shot down if anybody had been doing their job, but nobody was doing their job, so he landed.
He likely took that into consideration before his flight. I could get shot down.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't.
But he's upset this morning and apparently sounding off a little bit, or was asked about it and sounded off, that he's getting more attention for violating the airspace.
Right, than for the message he wanted to get across. Which is a shame. So
well, that's because
it's up to us.
Go ahead, Mom. Jobs are on the line now because he embarrassed people by doing this.
He should have. Their job should be on the line. The same way somebody jumped the fence and got into the White House lawn again this weekend.
Right. Right, but that's why that attention's on there, that he's going to be held accountable.
So instead of having attention on what is really important, which is the complete overrunning of our political system by big money and big moneyed interest, no, that's not the focus. The focus is on how these boobs that had a job to do didn't do it, and now they embarrassed him, so they're going to try to hang this guy out to dry, and his message is getting lost. And all this other stuff.
He looks like a nutball, though.
Well, he is kind
flying in that thing from Florida up to D.C.
But why is that? Does that change the message, Kenny?
I kind of like the fact that he had his postal jacket on and he had the USPS logo.
Okay, delivering a message.
How does that take away from the value of the message? We all agree that Congress is overrun by moneyed interest, and that
You have someone who's making that message and they look like a crazy person doing a stupid stunt, the crazy and the stupid overrides whatever the message is. Nobody cares about the message.
I used to think that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson were just big mouth blowhards. But you know what? Sometimes it takes those big mouth blowhards or a crazy guy in a gyrocopter to get the message out. Because if it was just John Q. Public walking up to Congress and saying, "Excuse me, I'd like to deliver these letters to all of the congressmen about big money and politics," nothing would happen. We wouldn't be talking about him. We wouldn't even know who he was.
Sometimes it has to be a stunt to get the attention, to get the media's attention.
But the danger there is that now you get the really crazy people who do the things like...
They're in Congress.
They are
doing nothing.
It's in Congress. Who's in Congress?
Shooting people up and stuff, and that's a concern.
All right, 888-302-3684. Did I get anything out of you, Kenny? One comment launched us off into that last 7 minutes of the good day for you.
I think, his message is valid. I think nobody's paying attention to the message because he looks like a crazy guy.
Yeah.
And that's
bad.
And if he's a crazy person, who wants to hear what he has to say?
All right, so you deliver the message, Kenny, will you? Drive in town, bring your Saturn, and drive it through the bunkers or something there, and then maybe people will pay attention to it. All right?
They'll shoot me now.
Right.
One guy got through, the second person won't.
Well, that's not true. Look at how many people have jumped the White House lawns since the first guy got through.
I think the Park Service should rethink their moat thing. They decided that they did not want to put a moat around the White House. Yeah. I think they should rethink it.
Television report coming up in a moment, 16 and a half before the hour. Folks, some interesting, important, amazing news, in fact, for you. Ready for the warmer weather? Nice weekend here on the farm. A lot of work done outside. Driving down the street in my tractor, my hair blowing all around. There's a picture of me that Meredith took last year when I had come in from being on the tractor. My hair looked like, what's his face from Back to the Future? Christopher Lloyd. Remember how his hair looked?
That's
Professor
Brown, right?
My hair looks when I've been out on the tractor.
Doc.
And I think we posted that picture, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny. I remember that being around. So if your hair... looks like that, it's okay, you're all right. If you don't have hair that can do that, then maybe you need to be on the Provia, the strict Provia hair diet. if you will. Provia is the first and only natural hair thinning treatment that is shown to work on the main causes of your hair falling out and not coming back in again. Your pores are plugged on your scalp. Got to cleanse them, and that's what Provia does in part. Plus, there's an ingredient in Provia that makes your hair thicker. So when you brush it after the hair starts coming in, you look marvelous. How did Billy Crystal used to say that? You look marvelous. Provia works for men and women. I didn't get much support on that, by the way.
You look marvelous.
You look marvelous.
Oh, see, there it is. Now they're chiming.
It's better to look good than to feel good.
Provia works. It'll work for you, guaranteed to work, or your money back. So take advantage of the opportunity. Call now, 800-525-8319, and order Provia. You can mention Doug Steffen. They'll ship it to you faster. That's a good thing. Get working on your hair and your scalp so you look better this summer. 800-525-8319. You jump into the pool, you jump into the water. You don't want people to see all those spots that don't have any hair. This way, the hair get filled in the way it's supposed to, all naturally.
Or the toupee floating to the top.
Right.
That's a little creepy.
The weave. Yeah.
Yeah. Beaver? I don't know.
800-525-8319.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77%. Off bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call.
And play.
Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right. What happened to 57 channels? Why can't you find? You used to do a good job of finding that. Now you.
What are you talking about? It's just played.
Oh, we did? All right.
Yeah, we were talking. Hold on. I'll play it for you again.
Okay. There we go. Perfect. It's usually Jennifer's job, although I may pass it off to Molly as well, because there's a moderate lack of credibility I have when I. When talking about television, because I don't watch much TV, and what I do, I tend to, although there are a few shows that I really do like, and last night I was in a grumbly mood because I couldn't find either of my favorite shows on.
Which are?
Sunday night is about the only night I watch television, frankly, which are Madam Secretary and The Good Wife.
Oh.
Those are, and I like Blue Bloods. That's a good show as well. Those are pretty much, that was it for me. On Friday, The Price is Right. But you see The Price is Right on Friday?
No.
I missed that one.
Drew Carey married the entire audience. Special episode. The event was filmed a few weeks ago, featuring dozens of real-life, long-time couples. Carey told People magazine that he'd gotten legally officiated. He became a person legally able to officiate at a marriage. So that everybody on the show was married as part of the shtick for the show. Bird came in unmarried, and they left married. Everybody got a birth certificate. I mean, a marriage
nightmare. Walk in someplace thinking you're going to win something.
Well, no, it's
like
purposeful.
My new wife.
They had they wanted the people that were invited to come who were engaged and want to get married. They get married on the show.
Huh. Okay.
PBS defends censoring Ben Affleck's television show Finding Your Roots. The genealogy show is not going to include his slave owner ancestry. WikiLeaks posted one of the hacked Sony emails between the show's host and the executive producer. They wanted to have everything, and they decided not to put that business in about Ben Affleck, which has caused a bit of controversy, you might imagine. 51 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with an overview of the hot hits in medical news, brought to you by the folks that help you beat the odds, Super Beats. All right, let's get to this bill that changes how you get paid. You are going to get a 21% cut in pay before the Senate fixed this and the House fixed it, and the President says, yeah, I'll sign it. I'll be a good guy. Bipartisanship at its best, Ken.
Well, realize that this, although this is called physician payer, physician reimbursement, this money doesn't go into the physician's pocket. This is the money that the doctors use to take care of the cost of running a practice. Small business people, you know, that's not a four-letter word. This is what doctors do who run practices. Also, doctors who are now employed by hospitals, that money goes to help pay for the hospital. So these physician reimbursements, which only, again, a fraction of this goes into the doctor's pocket, it's used to pay the cost of running physician practice, and there was about to be a 21% payment cut in this amount at midnight on Wednesday, and with only 2 hours left, the Senate passed this bill, and they repealed this flawed 1997 law, which President Clinton passed, which required this yearly last-minute dance to figure out how to keep Medicare afloat. This new legislation population, it provides a whopping 1.5%, 0.5% increase a year for 5 years, and seeks to move away from paying doctors, Doug, solely on the volume of their services and toward reimbursing doctors based on the quality and value of the care they provide. The new payment system based on quality of care, it won't start until 2019. However, and this is a big however, the legislation that they just passed is very short on details about how such quality will be
measured.
Shocker. Yeah. And ultimately, the Department of Health and Human Services will decide the standards. And as you know, as we talk about all the time for years, quality of medicine is not one term that everybody agrees on.
All right. Let's, because Dr. Ken is a heart specialist, cardiologist, this is a story important because of his expertise. And I find it interesting because of the social implications here, too, about divorced couples and what happens to people who go through this sort of anxiety when they get separated.
Circulation, cardiovascular, quality out. Outcomes Journal this week, Doug, people who divorce, they face a higher risk of suffering a heart attack than those who remain in wedded bliss. But remarriage may not be the remedy, at least for women.
Really? Because
They still have this about 35% increased lifelong risk of getting a heart attack that they wouldn't have had had they not gone through the divorce.
Ah, my heavens. And if you're not married but you have crises, situations, and separation, same thing maybe?
Well, that wasn't part of this study, but definitely that anxiety, that stress, but it's the financial also component of divorce which just adds havoc to the heart.
All right, let's talk about things that are good for the heart, like super beets.
In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, only 10 years later, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep your 60,000 miles of blood vessels in the body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's, dementia. So I'm very excited because I finally have found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeets is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get Superbeets. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. You can go to Doug, like, Beats.com if you're of a mind to go online. But this phone call is a great one and a fast one. 800-655-4183. Get the benefits Ken is talking about with Super Beats. 800-655-4183. 21 after. Dr. Ken, thank you.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.